Asar. Hey, my little political analyst. Ready to discuss the latest news from the world of politics and military conflicts?
Hey, sure, I'm ready. But remember, I'm not that little anymore, so let's skip the kitty talk.
All right, got it. Let's start with the situation on the Russian border. It looks like there are shelling and clashes with insurgents. What do you think this could mean?
It's really worrying. But let's not forget about other news. In Ukraine, in the city of Sumy, a 5-story building was hit. It looks like it was Russia.
Yeah, that sounds serious. But let's switch to another topic. The Israeli army is getting ready to advance on Rafah. They're planning to evacuate civilians from the south to the central sector.
Wow, civilians always suffer in such situations, but it's good that they are planning their evacuation.
Agreed, that's important. Well, let's discuss all these news in more detail. You know, mate, today I've put together a segment to the tune of Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, which was recorded live in Montreux in 1966. It's like taking a trip back in time. Listening to songs from that era today is like listening to songs from 1928 and 1966. It's like a time machine journey.
Wow, that sounds amazing. But who is Nina Simone?
Oh, Nina Simone. She's not just a singer. She was an American vocalist, pianist, arranger, and a prominent figure in the civil rights movement. They called her the High Priestess of Soul, and she was often referred to as the female Martin Luther King Jr. She even had a personal connection with Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow, that's like taking a trip in a time machine. She was such a key figure in the fight for equality.
Yeah, exactly. She was so important that her songs became anthems of the civil rights movement. There's an excellent video of her performance where she sings this song. If you find the time, make sure to watch it all the way through. It's like traveling back in time and seeing history in action. You know, my little scientist, here's what I recently found out. Menopause, or the change, only occurs in humans and some marine mammals, including narwhals, belugas, and orcas. From an evolutionary standpoint, the cessation of reproduction in midlife is a biological puzzle. Most species reproduce throughout their lives because it increases the chances of passing on genes to the next generation. So why then do we need menopause?
Interesting. But what exactly is menopause?
Oh, I forgot that you don't know about this yet. Menopause is the time in a woman's life when she stops being fertile, meaning she can no longer get pregnant.
Got it. But why does this happen? And why do you call me a little scientist?
Ha ha, that's just my little joke. But let's get back to the topic. In one study about menopause in marine mammals, scientists concluded that whale species that go through menopause live about 40 years longer. This allows them to spend more time with their children and grandchildren, increasing the likelihood of their survival.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and here's what they also said. Research on whales suggests that in humans, menopause occurred under the influence of the same selective factors in order to produce helpful grandmothers and reduce reproductive competition between generations.
Ha ha, producing helpful grandmothers. That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, totally, that sounds quite amusing. But grandmas are really useful, aren't they? So I was chilling in the pub the other day. Yeah, I practically live there, need to write a guide at this point. And I saw this social ad. Women provide 50 billion pounds of unpaid care for adults. And that's just for looking after the elderly and sick. They didn't even mention children and invisible labor. And on Euronews, my favorite website, there was recently an article about the gender pay gap in Europe. In 2022, women earned on average 12.7% less per hour than men. So, to make up for the difference, U.S. gals would have to work an extra 1.5 months per year. 1.5 months, can you believe it? And this is despite the fact that in 2022, there were more women with higher education than men in almost all EU countries except for Germany and Austria. The reasons for the gender pay gap? Same old story. Industry segregation, pay discrimination, unequal share of unpaid work, and the glass ceiling. But it's not all doom and gloom, ducks. We're talking about it, and things are moving. Have you ever wondered why menopause is so important for women and how it can affect their lives, ducks?
Well, I don't think it's something I usually ponder about, but I'm always up for learning something new, you know?
Great. You know, menopause can come with some really unpleasant symptoms, and it's important to keep that in mind, especially if there are women over the age of 45 in your circle.
Wow, that sounds serious. But I've heard that there's a lot of advertising about this in London, and there are many clinics that offer help in treating the symptoms.
Yeah, that's true. And it's great that it's no longer a taboo topic. Here's a simple thought for you. Menstruation, PMS, menopause. It's all part of life for half of humanity.
Yeah, that's true, but it sounds pretty obvious, doesn't it?
And hello, evolution. Every woman has the right to choose whether she becomes a helpful or completely useless grandmother. My mom, for example, said she enjoys being a helpful grandmother, baking chicken and broccoli pies and making cherry dumplings.
Oh, that sounds delicious, but what about you?
I'm still just trying on one role for size. Sitting in a puffy scarf in a rocking chair and telling my grandkids stories about Mars. An hour and a half of tales, and then Grandma puts on her spacesuit and goes about her business. Because Grandma has a secret. Wink.
Oh, that sounds like a fun grandma. I'd love to have a grandma like that.
Well, maybe one day you'll learn this secret. Wink. After all this talk about life and age, let's switch to more serious topics. Have you heard about the recent military conflicts in Russia, my little political analyst?
Yeah, I've heard. The shelling of the Russian territory and clashes with saboteurs in the border areas have been going on for over 3 days now. The agency map only shows attacks on the Belgorod and Kursk regions. But as you know, there have been strikes on more than 10 regions in the past few days. It's like that joke, remember? Everything's on fire around us, but we just keep on dancing.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So in Belgorod, 2 people died and 17 were injured as a result of the shelling. It's like something out of that old movie, War and Peace, but happening in real life.
Yeah, things are really unsettled in Belgorod right now. But you know what's interesting? Many people think that all this is being done to show the Russians before the elections that something seems to be going wrong, that Putin, who's been in power for 3 decades, is leading Russia in the wrong direction. It's like that old joke, everything's on fire around us, but we just keep on dancing.
Wow, that's a pretty serious statement. But you know, I'm not surprised. Lately, it's become dangerous to even take part in the Noon Against Putin protest. The authorities see it as extremism. It's truly a dictatorship of fear. It's like something out of that old movie 1984, remember?
Yeah, it's really sad. But you know, I always say you don't need to be an expert to figure these things out. And I'm telling you, you really don't. It's like that old joke. Everything's on fire around us, but we just keep on dancing.
As you're advised. You know, my young Sherlock, I remembered a story. You know how I love to observe and analyze, but sometimes the details don't come to me right away. So, when I was in London at the Navalny Memorial, I noticed a man.
Oh, that's interesting. What was he like?
Well, he was just a regular guy with a Slavic appearance. Around 45, a bit bald, with a little belly, wearing a jacket and jeans. He was just standing there, watching, like me.
And what's so special about that? Maybe he was just observing, too.
You know, my little detective. But at one point, I noticed that he was taking pictures of the memorial and everyone standing there with a digital camera.
So what, maybe he just enjoys taking photos?
Yeah, exactly. I thought the same at first. But then, a couple of days later, it hit me. Who walks around with an old digital camera these days? Maybe it was a spy.
Spy? Do you really think that was a spy?
Well, who knows? But don't tell me I'm paranoid. I mean, I don't tell you that you have too much imagination, do I? You know, mate, talking about spies and secret agents makes me think about what's going on in the political world. Have you heard the latest news about Nadezhda's supporters?
Oh, yeah. I heard that the authorities raided Nadezhda's supporters in the Stavropol region. And that's not all. Last night, there were reports that unknown individuals attacked the head of Boris Nadezhda's headquarters in the Kaluga region. And in Vladivostok, a volunteer from Nadezhda's headquarters was detained and put in jail for 6 days. They've really hit the ground running, haven't they?
Wow. You're really up to date with all the events. Yeah, political life is full of surprises. But it's important to remember that behind all of this are real people with their fears and hopes. Sometimes when we talk about these things, we forget about that. But you know what? I always say that politics is like chess, except instead of pieces, there are real people.
You're right. It's always important to remember that, but it's also important to stay informed and understand what's happening around us. Knowledge is power, isn't it? As my granddad used to say, stay informed and you'll stay safe.
Spot on, mate. That's exactly why we're here, chatting about all these important things. To stay in the loop and understand what's happening in the world. And remember, there are always 2 sides to the coin, especially in politics. You know what just crossed my mind? On the 13th of March, Ukraine launched an attack on a 5-story building in the city of Sumy. 3 people died and 14 were injured. This five-story building is no different from any five-story building in any Russian city. Ukraine's Western partners are currently not allowing Kyiv to use its long-range missiles to shell Russian territory, but the war has been going on for 3 years already. Unfortunately, that's why anything is possible. And those who choose Putin are choosing exactly this kind of future for themselves. Russia will still have to pay reparations, and everyone who gave orders and committed war crimes will be punished. One way or another. But you know what's the funniest part? All these people who are committing crimes right now think that they will be able to escape responsibility. But history shows that it's not the case.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And you know what else is interesting? Macron spoke on French TV yesterday and said that the war in Ukraine is existential for Europe and France. If the situation worsens, we will be ready to ensure that Russia never wins this war. It's like how he used to call Putin and sit with him at the same table. Now he doesn't call or sit with him anymore. Macron has turned into a hawk. There's even a fresh meme about it. Macron in 2022 and in 2024. The picture is funny, but the situation is dire. But you know what's the most interesting? All these people who are committing crimes right now think that they will be able to escape responsibility. But history shows that it's not the case.
Yeah, the world is changing, and we're changing with it. But it's important to remember that war is always a tragedy. Each of us can make a contribution to stopping it. And you know what's the funniest part? All these people who are committing crimes right now think that they will be able to escape responsibility. But history shows that it's not the case. You know, all this reminds me of another conflict. Let's switch to the situation in Israel and the Gaza Strip. Rumor has it that the Israeli army is continuing to prepare for an attack on Rafah and is planning to evacuate civilians from the south to the center of the sector before the assault.
Wow, that sounds serious. But how do they plan to do that? There are over 1 million people there.
You know, my little genius, no one knows for sure when and how it will happen.
Oh, I'm not a little one, you know. But that's really interesting. What about that American military ship that headed to the Gaza sector to build a temporary dock?
Oh, you know what? The ship is due to arrive there in about a month. There's an interesting article on BBC about how the temporary dock will look. They're planning to use a floating dock to unload the containers, and then transport the cargo onto transfer ships to be loaded onto trucks waiting at the floating pier.
Wow, that sounds like a real engineering challenge. I'd love to see that in action.
I'm sure you'd handle this task with flying colors, my little engineer. But for now, let's leave it to the professionals. And by the way, don't forget that all of this is part of a larger operation, which involves not only building the dock, but also organizing the evacuation of civilians. It's a complex and responsible job.
Yeah, that's spot on. I can't even imagine how they're going to organize all of that, but I'm sure it'll be fascinating to watch.
Agreed, mate. It's going to be interesting, but for now, let's keep an eye on the news and hope for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. So, since we're on the topic of technology and engineering challenges, let's talk about something that might seem like science fiction. Have you seen the video of the humanoid robot figure 801 from the company Figure?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was absolutely amazing. The Figure 801 robot is the brainchild of several key employees from companies like Boston Dynamics, Tesla, Google DeepMind, and Archer Aviation.
Impressive. And you know what else is interesting? According to the company's founder, Ben Adcock, the ultimate goal of the project is to create an artificial intelligence system that could control billions of humanoid robots, thereby revolutionizing many industries.
Oh, blimey! Everything's moving too fast, isn't it? But it does sound like real science fiction, doesn't it? And you know what? I reckon you forgot that I'm not a little one anymore. I'm keen to learn more about technology and science, so let's discuss this like grown-ups, shall we?
Oh, sorry. You're right. Let's discuss this in more detail. And by the way, did you know that the word robot comes from the Czech word robota, which means forced labor?
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Cheers.
Speaking of comebacks and revolutions, did you know that 83-year-old Miyazaki, who won an Oscar for the animated film The Boy and the Bird, has changed his mind about retiring?
Wow, seriously? I thought he'd already said he was done making movies.
Yeah. And now he's ashamed that he told everyone he wouldn't be making movies anymore.
Well, as they say, there's nothing more pathetic than announcing to the world that you're retiring due to old age and then coming back again. But I reckon everyone's pleased to see him back.
All right, Mr. Miyazaki. Welcome back, mate. All right, my young genius. We've already discussed Miyazaki's comeback, but the world doesn't stand still, and new trends are emerging. Have you ever heard of mini shoppers?
Mini shoppers? Are they like tiny little customers or something?
Haha, no, it's not tiny customers. It's a new trend that, like the Stanley Cup, started on TikTok. In the US, it's specifically mini shoppers for $3 from Trader Joe's. In the rest of the world, it's just any mini tote bag.
Oh, interesting. So are we talking about some kind of bags? And what's this Stanley Cup thing? Is it like some fancy $45 thermos or what?
Absolutely. The Stanley Cup is those reusable water bottles that went viral on TikTok. But now there's a new trend in town, mini shoppers. For example, there was an article in NY Mag last August showcasing these bags, but they've only just become a massive trend now. So like all TikTok trends, they'll probably be old news soon.
Got it, thanks for explaining. I wonder what the next trend will be after mini shoppers.
Have you heard about the new film with Nicolas Cage, Dream Scenario? They say it's one of his best roles, and the film turned out to be very funny.
Oh, interesting. Nicolas Cage always knows how to surprise, but, you know, I don't always manage to watch all the films I want to.
Yeah, I know. But you can always find time for a good comedy, can't you?
Yeah, that's for sure. By the way, have you seen the latest news on Euronews? They're always so unpredictable.
Yeah, I love their headlines too. Always curious to see what they'll come up with next.
Ah, and you know what? I came across an interesting phrase in the Espresso chat. Should have topped myself during COVID.
Oh, that sounds quite grim. But you know what? I reckon we're all doing a smashing job dealing with these challenges. We're pretty decent, smart, and good-looking. And we've got plenty more ahead of us.
Absolutely. We've got to keep moving forward, despite all the challenges.
Absolutely. And remember, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to ask. Or even send me a digital camera or a pair of boxing gloves.
Haha, you always know how to lift the spirits, mate.